Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to christopherkai.com. Our guest today is Lenka Lutonska. She's the author of Energetic Selling and Marketing. It's all about how do you create a mindset to help women entrepreneurs. Lenka, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Christopher.
So first, very excited to share where you're from because I was just there actually last year. If someone has never been to Slovakia, what would you say about Slovakia and why should someone visit Slovakia and what city specifically?
Ah, it's beautiful, tiny country right in the heart of Europe. We're part of old Czechoslovakia. It's only 5.5 million of us. So it's a very compact country. You can come from one side of the country to another in several hours. And there is a lot to see. So I hear you've been in Bratislava, the capital city, which is just beautiful, small, very lively city with lots of beautiful architecture. And my country is famous with lots and lots of beautiful castles, mountains, skiing, spas, natural spas. So there's a lot to see and culture, of course.
I love that. I mean, when I went there, again, I was telling you, I was speaking in Ireland in a castle and I was in Berlin. And one of my friends in Berlin, a new friend I met, he's speaking in Bratislava. He said, hey, you want to come? I'm like, yeah. So I went and I was so blown away where it was just very inspiring. So for those listeners that are listening, if you've never been to Slovakia, you should definitely go. It's very convenient from Vienna. So you usually fly into Vienna and you take a train over. But Lenka, thanks so much for sharing that cultural aspect. Now, let's talk about you as an author, you as an entrepreneur. What do you feel allowed you to go from Slovakia to the UK and to help women entrepreneurs?
Oh, so I wasn't a very happy teenager. So that's where it started. As in, I come from quite a traditional family and my father set my way, my career, you know, school I was, or university I was supposed to attend, which was in banking and finance. And the summer when I was supposed to study university, I rebelled and I literally ran away to
Vienna?
not to Vienna. I hopped on a bus and went to England. I got a little au pair gig for summer and I stayed. I got a job in McDonald's. And the reason why I stayed, and I say I ran away because I was very clear at that point that no banking and finance, as much I respect the industry, that's not what I want to do. I want to work with people, even though I didn't know in what capacity. So I worked for McDonald's, worked my way up. And in that time, in those 6 years, I stayed with them. I studied human mind. I studied psychology, psychotherapy, et cetera, et cetera. And when I was ready, I started my own business, which is now 14 years ago. So, and it just evolved that I now support women and through the blend of practical psychology and business strategies. And the biggest reason for it was my experience of failure in the middle of my entrepreneurial journey. So that's what sparked it.
I think your story is so inspiring because again, so many of us, it doesn't matter where you come from, frankly, it's where you want to go. But the fact that you had this pain because so much of purpose and success comes from that pain and you were able to move through that. And it's so interesting that you worked at a McDonald's because I often talk about Ray Kroc who didn't create McDonald's. He bought the McDonald's from Dick and Mauricio McDonald's because actually came from California in the mid 50s. But what I'm saying is Ray Kroc is the guy that created what we know as McDonald's, where he was all about service and about consistency. And you as a marketing expert, I'm curious, what do you feel that you help your clients with in marketing that you learned from McDonald's? Because McDonald's is obviously one of the most well-known brands mm-hmm. in the world. And you literally had the front row seat to be working there. So what are some things that you feel that you learned there that you apply to help your clients now in marketing?
Oh, certainly the system. McDonald's has got incredible system that works like a clockwork. So it's important to create our own systems that are perfectly for us. Doesn't have to be the system that everyone else uses. So certainly the systems that build the business. Thinking of profitability, I mean, this might not be just specific to women, but I find that we women are chronically undercharging ourselves. I know it's a generalization, but that's what I find.
I agree.
Yes. And so certainly that focus on profitability is important. I mean, in McDonald's, of course, it's crucial because it's volume-based business. But generally speaking, even in service-based industries, it's almost like it's something bad with that, you know? We want to make a difference, so we want to help others. So it's like something evil, we make it good profits. And I'm a huge believer in being able to make fantastic profits by doing our best work. And I would say a lot more, but those two things definitely sparked my mind.
Yeah, that's so important, Lincoln, because unfortunately, I have literally interviewed thousands of people. And as you said, generally speaking, it's not for everyone, but a lot of the women sometimes I talk to, they have impeccable pedigree. And when they ask me, how do you bill out a $20,000 for a speech, Christopher? Well, I've been doing this for 20 years and I looked at my competitors or my contemporaries. I looked at what they charge. I looked at what I do. And then I made up a certain number that I felt that I was valued at. And when I tell that to people, especially some women, they're like, really, Christopher? I'm like, yeah, because at the end of the day, sales is about service. If you really believe you can serve people and you have value in yourself, then why shouldn't you charge that? And I'm going to add another zero when I have millions of followers. But the whole point is, it's just money. It's just energy. It's just transfer. So for you, you talk about being this energetic selling and marketing. I love that term and that phrase, energetic. Why did you choose to say energetic selling and marketing, Lincoln?
That means utilizing or understanding how our personal energy affects and influences the results we get through our selling and marketing. So our energy, personal energy, it's nothing magical. It's basically, it consists of our beliefs, values, mindsets that we hold and emanate. It's like our personal energy introduces us before we even speak. And I'm sure we've all experienced it when we simply are attracted to someone and sometimes we just don't find anything in common. And our energy speaks actually way louder than our words alone or our sales techniques and marketing techniques alone. So that's why I chose to call it energetic selling and marketing, because that's what I explore inside of the book.
I love that. When did you realize that? Because I was just actually talking to a podcast guest a few months ago, and he said, Christopher, I don't really talk about time management. I talk about energy management. What excites me? What gives me energy? And just going back to what you're saying, when did you realize that? For me, actually, he actually pointed that out. I'm like, well, that's so powerful and profound. And for you, was it a moment? Was it a book? Was it a mentor you had that you realized that really it is about energy?
Certainly. I realized it after the failure of my first business. When I, you know, just did one gigantic mistake and managed to bring my first business to the ground. And then I tried to rebuild it, but I was literally struggling for two solid years and I was doing absolutely everything as entrepreneurs are supposed to do. I was doing a ton of networking, a ton of free speaking. I was sending out newsletters, social media, and I couldn't rebuild my business. The clients were trickling. At one point, I find myself so broke, I didn't even have enough money for family dinner. And what I realized that it doesn't matter how much action I take, if my mindset don't match the biggest success I want to create for myself and for clients, I can say whatever I want to say, it's not just not going to work. And that was my experience. So I started to work a lot, I would say, on my internal self a lot more, pay a lot more attention to it. And through personal change, I adjusted not just how I sell, how I market, but how I behave as an entrepreneur, the kind of risks I was willing to take, the kind of decisions I was able to take, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Love that, Lincoln. The last question I want to ask, for those of you who want to stay in touch with Lincoln, definitely go to her LinkedIn profile, because she has this amazing and beautiful picture, which I think really summarizes what she can do for you as a client, where there's a picture of a conference where everyone there is smiling, they're glowing, they're very energetic. So if you wouldn't mind, Lincoln, the event is about you helping women entrepreneurs, but what's the one thing you're most grateful for that you heard from one of your clients at that event?
Oh, wow. So, I cannot even summarize it. Okay. In a big picture, life-changing, but it's got so many shades. But of course, we're there to grow our business extraordinarily and get super confident in selling and marketing. But what that event did, for instance, that very picture that you're looking at, one lady who was not necessarily struggling in business, but couldn't break through to the next level, is now published offer, did two TEDx speeches, and her business is soaring. Because she was able to attend to herself and attend to beliefs that she held about herself that no longer served her, for instance. So yes, I could go into many stories, but I love that event. Absolutely love that event.
I love that. Again, Lenka, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
I have a website, lenkalutonska.com. My book is available on Amazon, Energetic Selling and Marketing. And I have a Facebook group, Freaking Amazing Women.
Well, thank you for bringing your freaking amazing energy to our podcast today. Lenka, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.